friends with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Friends with them.
Yeah, yeah.
He a nice boy, not a hooligan. Friends with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Friends with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Friends with Bigfoot to the mommy man.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Friends with Ben, a Through the Abyss presentation. I am your host, Ben, and today I will be interviewing the devil himself, Beelzebub. Without further ado, welcome, Mr. Satan. What is it that you would like me to call you, actually?
Well, I'd like to be called the bright and beautiful morning star. But you can call me D, Satan, Beelzebub, Lucifer, whatever makes you fancy.
All right, well, let's start with a couple light questions. So, first of all, what sort of hobbies do you have? What do you like to do?
Well, I'm a man of many talents. I like to do things such as mischief, causing doubt, spreading fear, anger, violence, anything of that sort.
Right. So, you know the song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia? That talks about you playing the fiddle in a famous competition where a young man had to compete against you with the fiddle in order to save his soul. Is there any truth to that story?
Well, dear me, I must say I've never played a fiddle in my life. However, that is a true story. But it was a harmonica. I am quite the Sato Harmonicist, if you must know.
Sato Harmonicist? Is that actually a real thing?
Wow, there, calm down, old chap. Are you trying to call the devil a liar?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend you. Asking questions. Let's move on. So, in many movies and things, you see people selling their souls to become famous rock stars, etc. Is there any truth to that sort of thing?
Well, I have one word for you. Bono.
Wait, let me get this straight. You're saying the lead singer of U2 sold his soul to the devil in order to be a rock star?
Well, now you're just putting words in my mouth, but I wouldn't deny it if you know what I'm saying. There are many people that I have in place all over this famous world.
Are you saying that there's demons all throughout, the celebrity world?
Absolutely. Just to name a few, I had one Golden Girl, 3 members of the Village People, every single member of NSYNC, and my favorite being my head, honcho in charge underneath me, Poe from the Teletubbies.
Poe from the Teletubbies is a demon.
Absolutely. If you remember in the Bible, when the Legion went into the pigs and they went over the cliffs, I saved one of those, Legion, and it was Poe. In fact, Poe is here today, and he wanted to say a few words to you, if that is okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Welcome, everybody. Poe from the Teletubbies.
Hi, I'm Poe!
Well, welcome, Poe. What is it that you needed to say before I continue the interview with Satan?
I just wanted to say that Satan is the best, and that I am the head honcho under him, and that the whole world is doomed.
Copy on doomed. Alright, Poe, was there anything else you wanted to say?
Go Satan! But that's all. Thank you.
Alright, everybody, that is Poe from the Teletubbies. Back to the interview that we have at hand. Mr. Satan, would you like to tell us a little bit about the fall of man?
Oh, yes, certainly. I'll get into that a bit. Well, see, I made myself up to look as though I was a snake, a serpent, etc. I hid underneath a bush, and when I saw the woman, I said, hey, eat of this fruit. And I figured she'd listen, because all I had to do was appeal to her ego. And I said, look, see, you could be like God. Why just be with God when you can be like God and eat from this fruit? And then she said, but yes, the man, though, he might not eat of the fruit. And I said, use your womanly ways. It'll happen. He will eat of the fruit. And she said, he is quite ignorant. And I said, yes, he is. And that was about the long and short of it.
Wow, so that's all it took to bring down humanity.
Oh, yes. Easy peasy indeed.
So how do you feel about the biblical belief that in the end, you will lose.
I mean, I feel like God's been a bit of a bully, already coming at me, and then he's gonna write this whole book saying that I'm gonna lose. Oh, I want to clap them cheeks, I say. Clap the cheeks.
Wow, clap the cheeks. You heard it here, folks. Now, one question I have for you, certainly, is that I've heard through the grapevine that you're a bit of a rapper. Is there any truth to that?
Radio, I am quite a rapper. I rap all the livelong day, if you know what I mean.
Awesome. Would you mind a sample for us?
I would absolutely love to. And by love, I obviously mean hate, because I'm the devil.
All right, whenever you're ready, give it a go.
You can call me Satan, because I'm the real Satan. All the other fake Satans is just imitating. Listen, all of y'all, from way back when, I've been wreaking havoc and I'll do it again. Causing earthquakes, that's murders and crime. Shooting up folks, cause I got the time. All the little kitties can't get enough. Listen up, y'all, it's Beelzebub.
Anyway, that's about all I'm gonna give you for now. Wow, that is quite a talent you have there, Mr. Devil.
Thank you there, I had to sell my soul to myself to get that good.
Wow, that's really amazing. Well, I think I've expended all the questions that I want to ask you today. Is there anything you'd like to leave the people with before you go?
Absolutely. So, see, I just want to say that myself, Poe, and the minions of hell are going to wreak havoc upon all of humanity, and that all of you will suffer horrible, agonizing pain and death. And with that, I'll leave you with a wonderful day.
Wow, I'm not sure that's the message I want to leave people with today. Is there anything you can say that's maybe slightly better?
Oh yes, rightio. I just meant, just everyone, do you? Okay, do you? And with that, I'm out. Peace, rightio.
Okay, everybody, sorry about that and the devil, but thank you for tuning in to Through the Abyss Podcast's presentation of Friend with Ben, and make sure that you join us next week when we will continue on with another exciting interview on Friends with Ben.
And that is all for Friends with Ben, and we thank you once again.
Friends with Ben, yeah, yeah. Friends with Ben, yeah, yeah.